So this month, we are actually talking about abundant living or living an abundant life. And so living an abundant life means living a life that is filled with all the things that make your heart happy and with the things that make for a deep and a rich and a satisfying life. That's abundant living. And so the book that we are reading is 40 Day Mind Fast Soul Feast by Dr. Reverend Michael Beckwith. And so in this book, he says, people have become geniuses at handling failure. Human ingenuity has developed elaborate skills and defense mechanisms for coping with failure. People prepare themselves in advance for failure so they won't be disappointed when things seemingly go wrong. The truth is, you are here to learn how to handle love, joy, creativity, and success. The truth is, you are here to learn how to handle love and joy and creativity and success. That's why you're here. You are here to experience and to be the activity of love. You are here to experience and to be the activity of joy. You are here to experience and to be the very activity of creativity itself. You are here to be a success. And so the title of my talk today is A Success Story. And I'm talking about two things. I'm talking about one, that you are here to be a success, to master your life. You are here to thrive and to enjoy all the good of life. And the second thing is, I am talking about knowing that it is God's good pleasure, that it is life's good pleasure that we should succeed and thrive. And a consciousness of that recognition and that knowing is the very thing that makes it happen. That consciousness of knowing it is God's good pleasure that we should succeed is the very foundation of that happening in our lives. You are here to be a success at those things that feel fulfilling to you. You are here to be a success at those things that are deeply satisfying to you. Not some of those things that you hate doing, the things that you like and the things that feel satisfying. You're here to be successful at those things. So that means you are here to be successful in loving relationships. You are here to be successful in your own expression of creativity through the work that you do. You are here to be a success at expressing your own unique gifts and talents and those things that come natural to you. You are here to be a success at sharing your wisdom that you learn through your own life experiences. That's why we do things like continue to go to AA meetings after you're already sober. You're here to share that wisdom that might benefit someone else. You are here to be living an abundant life, a life that is filled with whatever you name good, whatever you feel like is the good in your life. I know that every single one of us, we want to be successful at those things that are important to us. We want to be successful in our jobs. We want to be successful in our relationship with our spouse or our partner. We want to be successful in our schoolwork and at school. We want to be successful at being parents. We want to be successful in whatever it is that we do that's important to us, whether it's at work or at play. And on top of that, not just do we want to be successful, we want to know that we can be successful before we even start working at it. But I know sometimes in our lives, things don't always go smoothly. And what happens sometimes when things aren't going smoothly is we can kind of feel like the world is against us. You know, when you're in the middle of that project and your computer crashes, or you can't get that darn program to work and do what it's supposed to do. Or you've lost that one piece of paper that you need to finish that project that you're doing. Or someone at work is giving you a hard time. or your spouse is not hearing you even though you've told him or her six times what it is. You know, we can kind of feel like the world is against us. We can kind of feel like we must not have what it takes to accomplish this thing. Like we don't have the resources or we don't have what it takes. But the truth is, you are here to master your own life. You are here to master love, here to master success. You are here to master joy, to master creativity, to master success. And so what that means then is when we are in the world and things aren't going like we want them to go, the thing is when things are challenging on the outside, we must turn to the inside. We must turn within to find the love. We must turn within to find the peace. We must turn within to find the creative answers and solutions and new ways of trying things or doing things. We must look on the inside for that wisdom, for that guidance, for that knowing what to say and what to do, instead of relying on our ego and instead of relying on the world lining up and matching our preferences in those moments. Michael Beckwith in that book says, look nowhere but within to God consciousness for your good. Look nowhere but within to your oneness with all that God is. All of the qualities are already implanted within you. Look within for your good. Look nowhere but within to that oneness and to that creative love intelligence of the universe, that which is closer than your very breathing. Discover that inside of you first. And then what happens when you go about your business? You come to it differently. You come to it refreshed. You come to it open to new and creative ideas and new and creative ways and solutions and things that you might say that never occurred to you when you're in that reactive mode and when you're fighting against. Lean into that presence within you that can carry you and lead you and guide you, that which is your provider of all that you need, that infinite presence inside of you. Lean into that. And then when you are looking through that presence and relying on that presence first, things on the outside change. Knowing our oneness with that only power that exists and knowing that it is God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom gives us the peace and the confidence and the tenacity to continue to reach for our dreams and continue to move forward towards those things that we want to experience and want to have and want to be in our lives. And coming from that place in consciousness of recognizing that it is life's good pleasure to give us the kingdom opens us to possibilities, opens us to some sort of magic that we don't have to manipulate it and figure out how to make it happen. Opens us to synchronicities, opens us to possibilities that we had not yet discovered because we are looking to that presence within us. And so in A Daily Dose of Sanity, Alan Cohen talks about this in a kind of a roundabout way, but I like how he says this. He says, Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, is a classic text on prosperity and success. Millions of people have put its principles into action to create significant positive life changes. It belongs on the bookshelf of anyone who wishes to improve his or her life. Many readers do not realize that the text they have read in editions published since 1960 is not exactly the one Napoleon Hill wrote. In his original 1937 text, Hill made reference to, quote, vibrations and, quote, energy. The publisher of the revised edition felt that such language was too far out for the masses, so those terms were deleted. In light of growing popular interest in metaphysical principles, it is now possible to get copies of the original text. While the book certainly generates powerful results without these spiritual references, it is important to recognize Hill's original acknowledgement of an invisible force that lies behind success. While the publisher may have been wise to exclude such references to appeal to the readership at the time, we are living in a new time now. Our world is now ready to recognize and use the power of vibration as a force behind life. It would be ludicrous to deny invisible vibrations, since practically all of our technology runs on unseen wireless transmissions. From radio to radar to television to satellites to your Wi-Fi computer and so much more. Everything you experience is based on frequency. Light, sound, touch, taste, and smell are all vibrations. Your thoughts also generate vibrations and frequencies. When you recognize the unseen mental dynamics that create the obvious world, you are in a position to master your life. Success is based on frequency of mind, and so is failure. Set your tuner and your transmitter to your desired frequency, and you can use your chosen thoughts to draw to you all that you desire. Having a consciousness that life intends for you to succeed, having a consciousness that it is God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom, changes your frequency. It changes your frequency so that you can draw the good to you that you seek. It changes your frequency so that people in the world respond to you and react to you differently than when you are feeling like you don't have what it takes, like you aren't a success, like you can't possibly do this. It changes the vibration, which changes what happens inside of here and which also changes what is going on outside here. And so having confidence that that presence is right where you are and having mastery over your own life comes out of that knowing. It comes out of knowing that it is God's good pleasure. It comes out of knowing that that kingdom of the divine is right here where we stand. It's not some far off place. The kingdom, the consciousness, the activity, the life of God is right here where you stand, around you and within you. And that infinite presence expresses in us. That infinite presence is the very fabric of our life. That infinite presence is who you really are as you in form here on this planet Earth. Knowing that it is God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom and knowing that you are here to be a success is the foundation and the author of your very own success story. That's where it begins. And so in the Science of Mind textbook, Ernest Holmes, who is the founder of this philosophy, says, "It is right that we should be successful, for otherwise the spirit is not expressed." Do you get that? In our success, we have created a greater avenue for spirit to express through us and into our lives as that good. When we hold on and are tenacious and are willing and are committed and stay focused and open, we create a greater way for spirit to express through. The more successful we are in our lives, the more we are allowing that infinite potential of the universe to unfold itself. That means you don't have to beg and you don't have to beseech for your good. You just have to know inside of here that you are here to be a success and that it is God's good pleasure that you succeed in those things that are important to you. And so Ernest Holmes also says, everything that we do should be a success. and we should be led to do those things which are constructive and worthwhile. To bring a realization of the presence of the Spirit into all of our acts is to prove that God is all, even in the slightest things we undertake. Here's the key. Nothing is great and nothing is small to the divine. So we should never wonder if what we are going to do will be hard or easy. God knows no hard and no easy. God knows no hard and no easy. You're talking about the infinite potential and doer of the universe, that which created this entire universe out of itself. You think that was hard? Do you think that was harder than the things you want to accomplish and do in your life? God knows no hard and no easy, and you live in God, and God lives in you. There is no hard or easy to that divine essence within you that leads you and guides you into this most fulfilling and satisfying life. And so leaning in to that knowing and leaning in to that presence, that divine potential and limitless good, opens us to that kingdom that is already here. And it opens us to possibilities. And it opens us to creative ideas. And it opens us to a way where there was no seeming way. And it opens us and allows us to be that blessing and that beneficial presence in the world. It enables us to be a success. And so I would love to lead you in a meditation that will allow you to have an experience of that connection and of that oneness and of that which is beyond this sense and material world. So I invite you, if you are comfortable, to close your eyes and just to allow yourself to sink in and to slow down and to become still. And so we turn within to that inner sanctuary of our own being. And in this stillness, we recognize the call of the divine, the call of our own soul to reconnect, to merge, to be one with our own true essence. Our original state of being. Oneness. Peace. Calm, wholeness, and perfect wisdom. Here there are no obstructions. Here there is only freedom and truth and light. Spirit within awaits our turning to it to remind, to re-inspire, to infuse every aspect of our being with the truth of infinite potential. Of infinite love. Of boundless good. Here. here in this communion with the divine, there is only one. One substance. One reality. Here in this communion, our souls are at home. As we recognize that one and our inseparable connection and oneness with it, we place ourselves in the divine flow of good. Here, we live and move and have our being immersed in the grace of God. And good becomes readily available to us because we have said yes. In making this divine claim, we accept the kingdom as ours. As we listen within, we hear the voice of Spirit. Spirit within. Whispering and calling our own soul, come unto me. All that I have is thine. The table is laid before thee. Come and feast. And grace fills our lives. And our souls are fulfilled. And so I invite you to begin to bring your awareness back to your body. Feeling the support of the chair beneath you and the feel of the air on your skin. And to open your eyes when you're ready. You've changed your vibration. We must not resist and fight against the material world, but go within to that infinite one. And from there, we come to the world differently. From there, we come with our dreams and our desires and a confidence and a fullness connected to that in which all things are possible. And so my invitation to you this week is to know that success is yours, that you were designed for success. You're made out of that one, designed to live this life of thriving and this life that is fulfilling and rich and satisfying. Here to be a master of your own life and to do those things that call you. And the kingdom is here, ready to support you in all of that. But it requires that you know that first. That's the foundation. So my invitation is to know that all of the universe supports you in that thriving and in being fulfilled. And know that as you remember that, and you know that, and you walk in that, you have changed your vibration. And as a result, you'll be living in an abundance of good and absolutely living your best life. And so blessings to every single one of you on this path of remembering and this path of bringing your spirit and all that it is and the potential of life to the fore and to this material world. Blessings to every single one of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so how good it is simply to be in recognition of that infinite one, that one power and that one presence and that one life and that one love from which everything has sprung forth. For it is in God's contemplation of its beingness that this world has come into form. It is as in Hinduism they say Brahman breathed out and life and the world became all that it is in that exhalation. The world came into form in that exhalation. This world of form and our lives and we are the outpicturing of this divine presence. We are never separate or apart from it, for we are an incarnation of that which is limitless. We are incarnations of that which is boundless good and creativity and perfection and wholeness and balance and order and beauty and magnificence. That is who we are, and that is what our lives are. For this presence is really the only thing that exists. Presence in the absolute and this presence in form. And so I know that we are it. And it is us, and we are walking this life of the divine, here giving way to that presence as all the things that make our life feel rich and fulfilling and satisfying and make our hearts happy. That is what we are here to do. That is what we are here to be. That is what we have said yes to when we incarnated in these human bodies. And so I just recognize and know that all that God is supports us in thriving and supports us in being a success in this life and supports us in living our greatest lives. And so I just rest in this presence, rest in this knowing, and claim and know that this is the truth. And in that claiming and knowing, we have each shifted our vibration so that we draw more good to us. And so it is with a grateful heart that I release this prayer into that creative womb of the universe, knowing that it is unfolding itself all around us and filling our lives with blessings that overflow. How good it is. And so I say thank you, God, for all of this. And I release this prayer in gratitude and in acceptance. And I say, and so it is.